Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profit Podcast. I'm your host, Susie Carter, and today it's my honor to introduce to you Charles Bird. There's an official bio, but that really doesn't make a difference. But I want to tell you the one that I love. He has an incredible background and success in Silicon Valley, but what you really need to know about Charles is his proven track record in being super helpful to creating powerful joint venture partnerships. Not only is he one of the most connected people in our online space, but he knows how to help set up a lucrative promotional deals that has his clients and students booking multiple seven figures in new business, not business, just new business. Yep. He knows how to help you get qualified leads without needing to pay for advertising or creating complicated funnels. I'm sure that that's music to your ears. It's been mine. I hired Charles personally to help me grow and build out our affiliate program. So if you want to grow your business, if you want to build your affiliate program, Charles is definitely the one to pay attention to, help you work on relationships, joint ventures, and frictionless systems. He's been seen in ABC News, Forbes Magazine, SiriusXM, Funnel Magazine, and The Science of Success. His new book called Internet Marketing Secrets is a bestseller on Amazon. Please welcome to the show my brother from another mother, Mr. Charles Bird.
Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Charles, I'm so excited that you're here. But more importantly, this is probably, your topic is probably one of the most asked. How do I do this? How can I get people to work with me and promote me? They're looking at it as transactional versus you have a whole different way to look at it. So why don't you tell from your own words what you do, why you do it, who do you serve? Like, who do you want to jam with right now in your life?
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I help businesses grow and scale through partnerships and building great relationships. And, you know, there's many ways to go about it, but I do it the opposite of transactional. This is about building deep, long-term, high-quality relationships that last for decades, and really finding complementary market adjacent ways to take your clients further and connect with partners who are already working with your ideal clients and just have this natural warm handoff between what you do and what your partners do and vice versa. So there's a few primary ways to do joint ventures, and I can also define that for anyone who would find that helpful. Because back when I worked in corporate, I thought of joint ventures as like two big companies getting married or something and really tied in, where we're frequently talking about promotional partnerships, referral partnerships. And some of those look like presenting to other people's communities or groups, or presenting on their stages or doing webinars. Referrals certainly can be a partnership strategy with really low overhead to execute. There's social JVs, like coming on a podcast, like that. And really coming on a show, it's anyone listening is really bonus. The real value, as I see it, is strengthening and building relationships with the hosts and guiding those into even deeper winning outcomes. Then there's embedded partnerships, where as other people make sales of their product or service, you're making a sale of your product or getting a lead all at the same time. So these are the types of frameworks that we walk companies through to choose and create a unique joint venture strategy to systematically get you in front of more of your ideal clients, leveraging other people's communities and audiences.
Love it. The interesting thing, like I know we worked together in the past, and what here Let me just tell you the genius and the gift that Charles is. He is a systems guy. He has a system for everything that you do. I thought I was a systems person. He kind of puts me to shame. I'm not even going to lie. It's so awesome. Like, it makes me so excited. I get kind of geeked up about it. Right. So talk about the value of really creating it as a process versus creating it as, I think people do it one off, right? They're not really looking at what is that structure I need to do when I'm creating these relationships. So kind of talk through how you do it, because it's really comprehensive. Like, you've thought of every single thing we need in creating these partnerships. And then not only do you tell us what we need, you give us the it, which is right. Delicious.
Yeah, you're right. I think a lot of people, when it comes to the topic of joint ventures, they're a little intimidated by it, so they don't really do it. And I call some of that the reciprocation trap. It's the belief that anyone who promotes you, you need to cross promote, which is simply a story in your head, because there's all kinds of other ways to provide value as well. Or they don't understand how deals are structured. So frequently, if someone attempts a joint venture, they could easily configure it wrong and then not get the result thereafter. Or they may be so excited to get someone to say yes to a joint venture that they miss the part about needing true alignment to serve a customer at a higher level by bringing two things together. So by having a strategy going into the process, then it's built around what will succeed instead of what could deliver haphazard results. So number one is strategy. And then two, looking at an offer itself to ensure that it's priced, positioned, communicated, structured in a way that's going to convert well. Because the only way you can make a true impact for folks is tell such a compelling story that they actually work with you and get the results that you are offering. And then from there, it's identifying who your most profitable partners are, what communities, stages, groups, leaders in a particular space does your product, service, or message most align with to create something even bigger and stronger by combining those things. Then the next part is understanding how to guide the conversations to land the deals. In my system, that's frequently accomplished on the very first call. And then operationally, which is to the heart of your question, how to execute that in a systematic way. So I just kicked off with a new client on my last call, and they've done two or three joint ventures that in their case did go well. They brought on like 20 plus new clients per presentation to a group. But you're right, they're very setting those up on the fly and without any framework for it. And what I help folks do, and you do as well, is systematize that so that you can ensure the quality, you can ensure everything's put together in a way where it will actually work, both not only from an offer perspective, but from a systems perspective. So if you're doing something like a webinar to someone else's audience, you have every piece in place to technically achieve a smooth customer experience where the partners provided swipe copy and affiliate links and things so they can appropriately convey the value you bring to their audience, so people register and show up for a training, emails communicate with them about when that presentation is so they show up, the presentation's delivered through a platform like Zoom or GoToWebinar or something. So and then even down to booking a sales follow-up call or buying a product or service right there. It's the technical aspects so that it's repeatable. So you can line up 2 to 6 of these a week instead of frantically trying to duct tape the pieces together and having a stressful experience where things fall through the cracks and it's not as dialed as it could be or getting the results it could be. So And then how to turn each joint venture into two or three more. So you're not getting one or two here or there. You're doing that every week, sometimes every day. So having a process where you can scale growing through partnerships as well.
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Overwhelmed by the complexity of business profit strategies? Jump aboard the Bullet Train to Big Profits course, a streamlined solution by Dr. Susie Carter. This course is designed to uncomplicate the path to profitability. Imagine being able to identify and execute profit strategies with ease, skyrocketing your revenues. Visit course.poweryourprofits.com and sign up for the Bullet Train to Big Profits course today. Are you tired of pouring resources into strategies that don't work? Say hello to Dr. Susie Carter, your future fractional COO. With Dr. Susie in your corner, your business can skyrocket to seven figures and beyond. With a track record of creating thriving businesses, trust that you are in good hands. Head over to coo.poweryourprofits.com and let us put some magic into your business growth.
Well, what I love is what you taught us, right? Is, I mean, I now go look, I have 2 years of data from working with you of everyone that I've asked, everyone that we did reciprocal work for, what happened when we mailed for them, what happened when they mailed for us. So then this third year, we're like, they're just not a good partner. Our client doesn't like them and they don't like us. It's not bad or wrong. It doesn't make sense to take our marketing time and energy to put out their program when we're not getting any bites.
Right.
So I think the power of it is just the information to know, it was kind of laborious when we started, but now it's just a system. And so now I can say to you, these are our key partners that love what we do. And it's not guessing. It's not like, I think they'll like you or their database is responsive or not responsive. I can tell you exactly, like, this might be iffy. Here's what they've done for us, because it's all you're trying to see. Some people resonate with Charles. Some people resonate with me. Some people resonate with somebody else, right? To go, but I want to introduce quality people to our network. Right. Sure. And if we're tracking it, we can go, well, it didn't resonate with us. So do we change the copy? Do we change the message? Do we change versus going, it didn't work? Right. A couple little tweaks could get our clients to raise their hands based on our demographic, right? And who we're reaching.
Yeah. And it very much ends up being the 80-20 rule where 80% of the revenue is coming from 20% of the partners. So I learned this kind of early on. Because I booked such a high volume of promos and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Look at all these promos I'm booking. And then I realized only 20% of those were bringing in the kind of revenue that merited doing the promos to begin with. So by understanding that and being a lot clearer on it, you can just stop doing 80% of the work and still, then you can audition new partners and add them to that stable fold of ones who actually deliver really well for you.
Right. So tell me about how did you, when you started getting into this, because you had a corporate life, right? You were Mr. Corporate. And then you're like, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. What made you come into this side of the industry?
Great question. So for that little backstory straight into today, I worked in the Silicon Valley for 15 years. I was a director at a $1 billion software company. I left to get a taste of the entrepreneurial freedom I read about in books. I started with a low ticket productivity course and being new to the online space, didn't yet have a list or connection. So started going to a lot of events and connecting with people online and quickly found my new peer group of entrepreneurs already had my ideal clients in their communities. So started setting up presentations to other people's audiences, delivering a high value training and offering the deeper dive course, and started growing the list quickly, making sales, making a positive impact. So I thought, since this is working, what if I take my IT and systems background to simplify and systematize the entire joint venture process, which I did. And eventually people wondered how I book 2 to 6 joint venture promotions per week for my offers to other people's communities. And I was at a mastermind in Aspen and my phone's blowing up with texts and messenger messages, people knocking on the room door going, how do you line up so many of these deals? So I decided to put together my first high ticket event called Pure JV. And that's the market I've been serving ever since, at this point through a consulting offer. And it helps folks on those steps that I was laying out a minute ago of creating a unique joint venture strategy for your product and market, help you identify your most profitable partners, communities, stages, show you how to connect to those partners through warm channels. So there's no cold outreach, it's leveraging warm connections. My favorite part, how to guide the conversations to land the deals frequently on the first call. Operationally, how to execute those deals along with turning each one into two or three more. 10 of my clients in the first year added 1.25 to 6 million in additional revenue. Had four clients on stage with Tony Robbins in the last 2 months, one that just got booked on Joe Rogan. And I'm helping Dr. Cialdini of the Cialdini Institute scale through partnerships. And in fact, we just had a call with Russell Brunson yesterday on that. So it was basically, I had my own need to fill, and joint ventures filled that. And then I systematized it, started getting great results myself. Other people noticed that they wanted those results. And that's my way of serving and helping people really increase their reach and impact by helping them get this framework in place to do all on their own and thrive with it.
I love it. I love that, you know, when you look at everything is quantifiable, right? When you measure it, then you realize it's worth spending that time doing it. So if someone wanted to get started with a JV strategy today, outside of booking a call with you, because that's what I would recommend. You can go figure out how to do this yourself. But the reality is, I saved more time and money by hiring Charles just to give me the roadmap than I did, because I had been doing it for years. It just wasn't working, which was frustrating, right? I think when I even came to you, I'm like, I've been doing this, but it's not working. So talk about, how does someone get started and what's the first step they take?
Sure. So step one is deciding that you would like to give it a go. And then kind of an easy way to think about it is, but it's a term my friend Jay Facette uses, upstream and downstream partners. Who is creating your ideal client every day? Like whatever product or service they have is engineering your ideal client. And I'll just use a simple example of if someone is helping folks create and launch a book, or someone's helping folks create and launch an online program, after they have their book or their course, that's created a new problem for them. And that problem is they need to get the course or book in front of their ideal clients. That means they need a traffic source. So that could be paid traffic, organic traffic, or could be joint venture and referral traffic. So anyone in those markets is creating ideal clients for me every single day. So who is doing that for you and your market? Who is already working with your ideal clients now? And this starts giving you a framework to think through who you may want to connect with and explore JV conversations. And keep in mind, when you're in those conversations, make it all about them. Make yourself almost an afterthought. And what I mean by that is you want to guide the conversation to highlight the benefit to their clients and how it complements what that partner is already delivering to their clients, to show that their thing plus your thing takes their clients a lot further. So to use that book or course example, if someone's helping create a course and I show them how to get that out to the world, their clients are going to do much better with those two things combined. So again, think about that through the lens of your product or service, and that gives you a framework to get up and going.
I love it. So let's shift just a little bit and let's talk about Charles the man, right? So this podcast is called Power Your Profits, and you've done well in your life, right? Managing, he did say billion. I don't know if y'all heard that with a B, not just a M, right? It's important to understand that little distinction, right? Because there's a conversation I see with entrepreneurs as we add zeros, our limiting beliefs come in, our smallness comes in, right? They're like, oh, it's different. And I always tell them, it's not different. You're just managing more zeros, right? There's just, yes, things change, but the mindset stays the same. So talk about your wealth strategy and how do you stay in that conversation of talking to high net worth individuals, because that's your ideal client, mm-hmm. right? They have money. We're high net worth individuals. We're not scraping to get money by. And there's as a service provider, you have to match that energy, right? You can't come in a place of lack. You have to come in a place of prosperity, or it's an immediate no. And people don't realize they're sabotaging themselves just by who they're being. So talk about how you get in the mind game of talking to your ideal prospect.
Yeah. So great distinction. And I'd say that on one hand, that was an evolution over time, because when I came into the market 9 years ago, I was selling a $200 program. And now I sell 45K programs to companies that are seven figure plus, up to my highest level client does $100 million a year through embedded partnerships. Here's the biggest trick to that. They're just people too. You're just right. Two people having a conversation. It doesn't matter if they happen to have three houses and a jet, they're still a person who still right. has needs and desires and goals. And they're people that want to grow what they're doing or make a positive impact. Not saying everyone I work with has a jet, although a few of them do. But the point is, any room you walk in, you have every bit as much right to be in that room as anyone else. And as long as you have a way to be of value and serve, then there's no reason to not offer it to folks. In fact, the sales call I had with the good friend and gentleman doing $100 million a year, I teach how to grow and scale with partnerships. They were already doing $100 million a year. So think about the mindset to go into that conversation. It would be easy to think, well, they're already doing more than any other company I know. How could I help? Right. That's certainly the wrong way to think of it, because even in the kickoff call, I came up with four intensely valuable ways to help. So my point is, it doesn't matter who you're dealing with. If you have an expertise, like a true expertise that you've been working on and studying and helping folks get results with, it doesn't matter how big the players are. If you can right. help them improve, then it's all worth it. So yeah, so breaking that down, they're just people too. And if you have a way to serve and support, then by all means, it's worth connecting and exploring that.
Okay, you just dropped a nugget. So you said he does $100 million in embedded partnerships. So give me an example of an embedded partnership. It doesn't have to be his, but just something that, so we can wrap our mind. In theory, I know it, but when you say he does $100 million in embedded partnerships, I'm like, holy hell, Batman, you just got my attention.
Well, yeah, I'll happily tell you about this. So my friend Steve Harwood runs a company called Prime. And they partner, well, what they do is help create business entities, and they do taxes and they do trusts and estate planning and things like that. So they partner with folks teaching people how to create their first product or program or business. So imagine to go back to that course builder example, if someone's building their first product, why not also help them by creating their business entity at the same time as a bonus in that program? So they're like, hey, we'll give you a framework to provide value, create and sell a course, and we'll help you create the business all at the exact same time. So you do things right and you're not mixing up personal and business. And then once they provide that value as a bonus in other people's offers. Then they're like, hey, you've got a business. Would you like someone to help you with your taxes for that business? Well, yeah. So they provide value and build trust up front, and then they guide them into an ongoing service that, you know, provided that business continues going and growing, that they work together for years, and then they need help with trusts and estates and things like that. They pay out over $5 million a year just in affiliate commissions. That's a lovely example of an embedded partnership. And other examples would be like my client Jackson Milan, who I took from 1.8 million to 6 million in 1 year. He teaches folks how to manage their money better, to retain more personal wealth for investing and things like that. And so all these programs helping entrepreneurs grow their business, it doesn't mean they're any good with their money. A lot of times that money's fallen out the back door as fast as it's coming in. So he gives folks in those kind of programs, he set up at least 15 embedded partnerships where he's the financial expert in a bunch of different groups and communities. So he comes in every quarter or every 6 months and, you know, provides value, reminding people the core things they need in place to be successful with using their money to build the kind of future you would actually want. And then, of course, he has a program that helps people actually fulfill that over time. One of my friends and clients, Christina Wise, I helped her grow quite a bit through partnerships, and I went through her program and I lost the workbook. She just mailed me another one. It came a day or two ago, because we all have different things that we want to get better at. I want to follow her process. She teaches the same similar stuff to Jackson on managing your money and moving it from the business to the personal side, so then you can invest in things like real estate and other ways to build out that future where you're not needing to stay in the business forever. You have a plan that leads to the future you want.
That's awesome. I love it. So I want you to really think about who would be a good embedded partner for you, right? When you think, if I want you to get some nugget from this, not just listen to Charles and I have a conversation, but what action can you do so that this isn't just a great conversation? It's a great conversation, but what else can we do to make some money? Because it's all about that radical action. So let's talk about if you, looking back at Charles and everything that you've done, what's been one of your biggest failures that you've had in business or in personal life? And then what'd you learn from it?
Yeah, so there's several things on the way. You know, the entrepreneur journey, it's like that image of going to the moon. It wasn't a straight line. It was a lot of zigzags and twirls and so forth. So one thing is, you hear the saying all the time, work on the business instead of in the business, but you should think about what that really means. So like a struggle I've had and have mostly overcome, maybe not all the way, is instead of taking time to work on refining different processes, which we do have a lot of refined processes, but going even deeper on those, I might line my day with sales calls and things like that because they represent immediate revenue, instead of if I was wiser with time, I could advance different things in the business that would grow the revenue even more over time versus getting the landing the extra client or two per week of taking those calls. So even right now, we're in the transition of me handing off some of the high ticket sales calls to my team to start engineering myself out of the kind of cornerstone that I represent to my company. If I were injured or some other problem, the whole thing would slow down pretty fast, where if I engineer the business to not rely on me nearly as much, for one, it gives you a lot more freedom and flexibility to focus on what's actually inspiring and lights you up, and that you, the kind of work you want to be doing. But you can engineer a business that can grow a lot further, where sometimes we tell ourselves a story that no one can do it just like we can, when whether or not that's true, which is its own question, even if they do it 80% as good as you, and then you get two or three or four of those, guess what? Not only did you outdo yourself, you freed up your own time. So learning that a little earlier probably would have been helpful. I'm still in that transition right now, but I'm grateful to be in it and have a great team around me to help with that process.
I love it. So what would you do if you could be remembered for anything, Charles? What would you want to be remembered for?
Helping people improve their relationships, because the one thing that matters most in life are our relationships. If you look at your personal relationships with your family or spouse or kids, parents, your business colleagues, your friends, they're the thing that matters the most. Imagine nailing everything in life and business except relationships. So you're sitting on your amazing yacht in the beautiful blue ocean and you're there by yourself because no one wants to hang out with you. It's you didn't win. Right. I've heard so many stories in some of the mastermind groups I'm in of people on their third marriage and their kids won't talk to them. Sure, they earn $200 million a year. You've failed. You have completely dropped the ball. And so by prioritizing relationships and teaching people how to keep others top of mind and strengthen relationships over time and provide value to the people around you, that's what invigorates and brings joy and helps scale impact and create a great example. One gentleman who actually wasn't even a client, but he just asked how I was lining up so many deals. And I'm like, just listen to what people are trying to achieve and help them get there. And I gave him a few examples. And then he pinged me 2 weeks later. He's like, I've landed more clients in the last 2 weeks than I have in the last year. And my wife and children like me more now.
I love that. That's worth it right there. I made more money and my wife likes me again.
Yeah. So that's certainly what I'll enjoy being known for, is helping people strengthen relationships and valuing those people and relationships over a lifetime.
I love it. And as I said, you know, I personally have used Charles and love, you know, what I've learned and what I've got from working with him on a VIP day and helping me put that together so that we have the foundation and the infrastructure. It's time to revisit that conversation because we've tweaked our model, right? So it's all good. And what I've learned from implementing, and then how do we retweak it? So I know that you have a gift and I scoped that out before we got on this call. So why don't you tell everyone what you have for them so they can take advantage of the plethora of information that you give us.
Sure. So I'd love to share with you a talk I delivered at the Genius Network on joint ventures. It goes into those types of JVs that we touched on earlier. It talks about how to connect and reach out with folks. It's like a 15-minute video. I'd love to share that with you. And it also has an outline of the elements of successful JVs, and love for you to have that as a resource to check out. So find a link for that.
Yes, it'll be in the show notes so that you have an opportunity to get that. You're actually just going to go to charlesbird.com and it'll be right on that copy page, right?
Should be. That's our main site. We'll make sure you have a link that goes straight to it. You can pop in the show notes as well.
Yeah. So if you want more information about Charles, go to his website. If this podcast was of value to you, please share it with your friends. Somebody needs Charles. It may not be you, but how we grow and how we learn about people like Charles is through connections, through friendships, your trusted advisors. And I'm sharing as your sister in this journey that I'm a trusted advisor. And, you know, I only work with the who's in the industry of the who's that are producing results, right? It's not just about, you know, the fame and the glory, but Charles really helps us put the infrastructure in place so we get the results that we desire. Charles, thank you so much for being here. As always, it's a pleasure. You are a rock star in more ways than one. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. And again, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.